Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Friday, April 12, 2024. Long simmering tensions between China and its neighbors took center stage during the historic trilateral summit of the U.S., Japan, and the Philippines. U.S. President Joe Biden launched the summit by reaffirming Washington's commitment to defend the Philippines under a 1950s-era mutual defense treaty. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., meanwhile, thanked both the U.S. and Japan for their support in helping the Philippines counter China's growing aggression. As the trilateral summit concludes in Washington, Manila received several pledges of aid from Tokyo and Washington, including the opening of an economic corridor in Luzon. U.S. President Biden making a guarantee that the Philippines' trilateral partnership with Japan and the United States will result in more jobs and more investments that will ultimately benefit Filipinos. Former President Rodrigo Duterte revealing the possible location of fugitive pastor Apollo Quiboloy. Duterte says Quiboloy might be hiding in the Kingdom of Jesus Christ's properties in Calinan, Davao City. But he warns it may be challenging for authorities to search the area given its vast size. And Philippine transport regulators vow their readiness for the looming transport strike to be launched by groups opposing the government's PUV modernization program. Jeepney groups Manibela and Piston will be holding a series of protest actions against the controversial modernization scheme beginning Monday, April 15, until the end of the month. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.